You are listening to Castle Country Radio, and it's time now for another Castle Country Focus. I've got Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood on the phone. Sheriff, how are you today?
I'm doing so good. I'm tired of this COVID stuff. I understand we have to be cautious with it, but it's starting to wear a little thin now, but still happy.
Right, exactly. Remember when it was only supposed to be 2 weeks?
I do.
Yeah, no, here we are. Here we are many months later. And I agree with you. It is starting to just kind of be such an inconvenience to everyone's lives. But these are the cards that were dealt, and we just kind of have to alter our everyday in accordance until we don't have to.
Exactly. And I remember when you and I were talking about doing these call-ins and saying, well, we'll do this for, you know, a few weeks and then we'll get back to normal. We're still calling in.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you haven't been here to the studio since. So, Sheriff, we were just chatting before our interview started about the fact that Halloween is literally a couple days away. And I said, I don't know how it feels like. I don't know where the entire year has gone, let alone the last month. So it has kind of gotten away from us, but it's still coming regardless. And that always means a little bit extra cautiousness is needed from community members.
You know, there will be trick-or-treaters. The governor has come out and said that he's for having Halloween festivities as normal. So there will be trick-or-treaters. So I just want to caution the motoring public that, you know, Saturday is Halloween, and there will be people coming out starting. I would expect them to start early this year just because of the COVID situation. I'm also thinking that a lot of people will stay in their own neighborhoods and less people will travel. So I would expect to see more foot traffic this year than what we normally see. So
right.
So I want people to be careful about that. And to, for the little trick-or-treaters out there, if you come to a house that no lights are on, there are going to be homes that are, you know, worried about COVID and they're not going to give treats this year. Just be respectful of those homes. And walk right past and go to one that's decorated and lit. There's a lot of cool ideas out there how people can give candy by making little candy chutes out of PVC pipe where they can be able to slide candy down to folks and socially distance, basically.
Right. And, you know, it's always was a thing when I was a kid, and I remember always my mom saying, oh, look, their porch light is off, so just move along. But then I feel like it kind of stopped being that way for a little bit. And when I would take my son, I would tell him, the light's off, don't go there. But then you'd still see kids at those homes knocking on the door. So keep that in mind. Parents, if you see a light is off, don't let your kids go to that house. They're obviously not going to be passing out candy. So just move past.
Yeah, just move past. And the sheriff's office is going to be out like always. There'll be four teams on rhinos in various areas. We'll have candy with us. So if you see us, let us pull safely over to the curb and come load up. We should have some good treats for all the kiddos out there. I'll be out. It's going to be fun. I love to do that every year. It's going to be a good time for that. And just want to remind everyone of the Halloween safety stuff. You know, if you're wearing a mask, pull your mask off when you cross the road as far as a mask that covers your eyes. Of course, socially distanced. Maybe go in smaller groups this year with COVID. So you're able to maintain social distance and not be a whole lot of people standing at a door, and be respectful of the homeowners. Maybe stand back just a little bit and give them an opportunity to have some distance as well. Wear your face mask, and most importantly, have lots of fun.
Right. And, you know, Sheriff, I think that every year when we chat about Halloween and going out trick-or-treating and being safe, every year I mention, don't forget about the smaller neighborhoods. They do have great candy because they don't get as many. But you know what? This year, more than anything, try to avoid the neighborhoods that are just jam-packed. I mean, we all know that every single year trying to park and get a trick-or-treating spot over in Westwood is insane. So you know what? Maybe bypass Westwood this year and try out some smaller neighborhoods.
So I'm going to predict. It's what I think, and I have no science behind this. No one has told me anything. I just think this is what's going to happen. I think most people are going to go on foot from their home this year. I think they're going to trick-or-treat neighbors that they know. and I think they're going to stay in their own neighborhoods, and you'll see less travel this year is what I'm expecting. So I would expect some of those little quieter neighborhoods to be a little busier because people are going to stay close to home.
Right.
And I would expect some of those busier neighborhoods to be less busy this year. But who knows? It's hard to say. We'll be prepared for anything. But that's, I agree with you. I would go less is best.
Right. For sure. And you know what? When you're going that route, you're going to get some great candy because they don't get as many trick-or-treaters. So they give you a lot, or they give you the king size. That's a secret that a lot of kids don't know about. Well, Sheriff, as always, I appreciate you calling in, giving us a quick update on some of the things that, you know, sometimes we need a reminder here and there.
Yeah, I'd love to call in. It's been harder this year with COVID. Seems like you think it'd be easy to call in, but you get wrapped up with other things and I forget often.
Right.
So I've got to be more diligent to call in more. Get the message out of there. Keep a vigil eye out for the scams. It seems like the scams have stepped up right now. I hate to throw that in as we wrap this up, but just if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Call your local banking institution or your local law enforcement if you have any questions.
Right, for sure. And always check in with your elderly family members, neighbors, friends, because unfortunately, most of the time, they're the ones that fall victim to those scams. So always keep them updated and let them know that these scams are going around. And if they have received any of those calls, you know, tell them what to do in that scenario rather than, you know, just pay somebody over the phone. Well, Sheriff, as always, I appreciate you calling in. That has been another Castle Country Focus right here on Castle Country Radio Stations. You can hear this interview in its entirety. Just head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.